April showers bring May flowers, and May flowers bring allergies and a relaxed mask mandate. Okay, so it's not exactly the original proverb, but it definitely keeps with the times. Do you know what else keeps with the times? You guessed it, transfer pricing. Hello, everyone. It's Matthew DeMello, your host of The Fiona Show, hot off the press, cross-border solutions, weekly transfer pricing in the news. Which Southeast Asian country is no longer playing Mr. Nice Guy? What does Canada's 2021 budget mean for multinationals? And why is Poland ironing out an important guidance definition? We've got those stories for you, hot off the press. But first, a message from my friends and yours at Cross Border Solutions. Hi, I'm Matthew DeMello, and you may know me as the host of The Fiona Show, Cross Border Solutions weekly transfer pricing podcast. And while I love to discuss transfer pricing, this podcast isn't the only place you can hear me doing it. Cross Border Solutions recently relaunched Transfer Pricing University, a live webinar series where you can learn about modern day transfer pricing, everything from methodologies to comparables to preparing documentation to meet country specific regulations. Good stuff, I know. Chief Economist Mimi Song leads the sessions. I just ask the occasional obvious question. Since our program is NASBA certified, you can earn one CPE credit for joining each session. Pretty sweet. So what are you waiting for? Join us for Transfer Pricing University Weekly. Classes are free, so now you really have no reason to miss it. Sign up at xbs.ai/TPU. Canada is making moves, ones that multinationals will definitely want to watch. Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland recently presented Canada's 2021 budget, which includes measures around profit shifting, mandatory disclosure rules, interest deductibility, and digital taxation. The government plans to implement a digital services tax on January 2, 2022, despite the very glaring problem of multilateral disagreement on the matter. The budget will also take a deep dive into transfer pricing after the Cameco case decision and intends to distribute a consultation to address changing the transfer pricing rules. While Canada hasn't issued a budget in 2 years, thanks COVID, the country is coming back swinging with transfer pricing in its crosshairs. Clarity! It's essential for diamonds, water, and now transfer pricing. Poland is working on clarifying its definition of controlled transactions as part of its new guidance. The Ministry of Finance opened the matter to public consultation early last month and closed it at the end of April. So why the potential changeup? The 2019 definition is creating more headaches than one, from comprehension to application to documentation. It defines controlled transaction as business activities based on actual behavior of the parties and the terms and conditions that were made as a result of that association. The proposal aims to expand the accepted activity between related parties to more than just traditional transactions. Think cooperation agreements, partnership agreements, and restructurings. News of Vietnam's transfer pricing crackdown is hotter than a bowl of pho. The Vietnamese government enacted Decree 132 in December 2020, solidifying the new regulatory environment just in time for the new year. As for what taxpayers can expect, it's a mixed bag. The decree reduces the arm's length range from the 25th to 75th percentile to the 35th to 75th percentile and provides clarification around submission of a country-by-country report. It also includes a broader definition of related party, along with a revised definition of commercial database, a move that will help companies facing an audit. The new changes are in effect for financial year 2020 and onward. Vietnam isn't wasting any time getting multinationals in shape while maintaining a friendly, competitive business environment. And just like that, you're in the know about transfer pricing. Keep this knowledge train a-chuggin'. Choo-choo! By subscribing to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, we'll be sure to keep you up to date on the latest in transfer pricing news in minutes. While you're at it, check out our anchor podcast, The Fiona Show Transfer Pricing. This podcast was hosted, edited, and engineered by yours truly, Matthew DeMello. Associate producer Christy Clements wrote this script. Thanks to the relaxed mask mandate, we can get out and smell the roses, literally. And our social lives will reap the benefits, too. While the return to normal pace is slow and steady, the transfer pricing news continues to ramp up. You know where to find it. We'll catch everyone next week.